It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Every year, people look forward to the farmers markets found throughout the city. These summer staples engender loyalty among their customers, as you'll hear in this essay from Pittsburgh Post-Gazette food editor Bob Batts Jr.
Raspberries, strawberries are on.
We also have garlic scapes. Well, this year we're doing kohlrabi.
This is our dry red, yeah. Semi-sweet white.
Cranberry orange, that one I've sold out of every weekend.
Strawberry lemonade.
Black raspberries, red currants, black currants, gooseberries.
We've got like white chocolate, there's a double chocolate one, coconut mocha.
Now that's a Corette Noir, which she grows her own grapes.
Homemade dog biscuits.
This is just the place to hang out.
Yeah, this is the hot spot.
Late fall into spring, there's a blank spot along Washington Road that my son and I always look at. In the middle of winter, we'll be driving, say, to the ice rink for hockey practice, and we'll both shoot hopeful or wistful glances at the spot, the big parking lot of Mount Lebanon United Lutheran Church. Pretty soon, I'll say, or something like that, with a nod to an expanse of snow, and almost six-year-old Jesse will say something like, "The farmer's market." When he was about three, he took to calling it my farmer's market, which is pretty much how he and I and my wife think of the Mount Lebanon Lions farmer's market, which sets up in this parking lot from sometime in June to sometime in October. We go to plenty of farmer's markets, but this one is ours. Every season, going back to when Jesse was one and at a child care center within easy strollering and walking distance, we've missed only a handful of Wednesday market nights. That is, during the season. During the off-season, we miss our farmer's market, something fierce. Market withdrawal is worse in the fall, right after the market closes, disrupting our weekly routine and our social lives as well as our diets. Spring is more about the anticipation, but that can be rough too. It's been especially tough this year because, due to construction at the high school, students have been parking at the church, and the market had to delay its opening until school was out. Opening day was set for June 12th. Jesse and I, especially, were pumped. "You know what's tonight?" I told him that very morning as we drove by that very spot, and we both looked. And, of course, he knew. "You'll want to get some broccoli," I said, and looked in the rearview mirror to see a grin spread across his face. "No, ice cream." At his market, he goes immediately to the La Scola Italian ice stand for an ice cream, as he's always called it. The La Scolas, who sell Italian ices and drinks out of the back of their car, are the nicest people in the world.
"Hi, how are you?"
As are many of the other vendors we've come to think of more as friends. My son usually goes from La Scolas directly to Frank at Paul's Orchard Stand to mooch slices of purple plums, red plums, yellow plums, peaches, nectarines, apricots, and in good time, an astonishing array of apples. He'll also eat Frank's best-in-the-world green beans. Then Jesse will proceed to graze his way around the rest of the market and run in the grass with a herd of other children while we parents watch and chat and savor just being part of a summer day slowly turning into twilight. When my wife and son and I pulled into the parking lot this past Wednesday around 6, it was a joy to see it teeming with tents and trucks and people. After pausing to say hi to the Lions Club guys, we went straight to the Italian ice stand, marked by a crowd of children, including a girl who said hi to Jesse. Jesse stayed focused and ordered a new flavor of ice, gummy, topped with a scoop of pink lemonade, and my wife got a cup of basil lemonade. "Nice to see you guys," I said to the La Scolas as we caught up. I learned that their little one, who used to help them with the stand, has now graduated from college. And so we went from spot to spot, talking to the young man at Sand Hill Berries who's taking a job in shale gas, and the young woman at Goose Creek Gardens who had another baby, tasting everything from local wines to the new vendor's granola, and buying a few things to tuck into our green Lebo Lions shopping bag, petite and perfect Sand Hill strawberries, Dillner Farm shelling peas, and Herbold Farm lamb's quarters, a green we'd never tasted. I think I told every vendor, "See you next week." And I will. The market is back.